Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on Holy Week with Dan Shields.
The crowd of wearied, downtrodden men gathered behind the crooked bamboo fence, brimming over with all the sorrow, shock, and indignation a human soul could hold. They had just watched their friend and comrade of these past years endure the unendurable for a crime he did not commit, the innocent perishing for the guilty. Pierced through the hands and feet with the heavy railroad spikes they knew as instruments of their own torture, their friend was lifted up on a heavy cross for all to see, abject power forcing its cruel will on the powerless, a stern warning that utter obedience was all that would be tolerated. The year was 1945, and the place was the Kwai Valley in Burma, made famous by that classic movie Bridge Over the River Kwai. This is one of just thousands of terrible stories that could be told by the prisoners of those awful camps. These prisoners were part of the British Expeditionary Forces in the Far East. As the Imperial Japanese Army rolled mercilessly toward the West, these men were captured, tortured, starved, and forced into such brutal slave labor as the world had rarely seen. 80,000 of these strong young men would eventually die of starvation, disease, or abuses. They were charged to build a railway through the Burmese jungle, through the swamps and cruel river valleys, to prepare a way for the Japanese invasion of India. Often naked, except for a loincloth, stung by insects, bitten by malarial-causing mosquitoes, feet and hands bleeding from the brutal work under the 120-degree sun, nearly 400 of these once healthy, battle-hardened soldiers would die for each mile of this terrible passageway of death they built. In the midst of this utter hell, 24-year-old Captain Ernest Gordon was witnessing a revelation of a type of substitutionary atonement that he had been taught of, but now saw with his own eyes. He was watching his friend and mentor, Dusty Miller, pay the ultimate price to save one of his friends. Dusty was a farmer in his civilian life, but he was caught up in the wheels of global war, and he was propelled to his destiny in the prison camps of Burma. Gordon had met him when he himself was lying sick in the death ward of the camp, a place where many went in and few came out. Dusty came to visit his dying comrades there, and though he didn't know Gordon personally, he fed him some of his own starvation rations, cleaned his putrid ulcers, and massaged his atrophied muscles to help the blood flow and maybe bring life from death, or at very least, comfort and love for the journey to the other side. But miraculously, Gordon somehow pulled through, and in a camp where cruelty was the law and one only looked out for his own interests, he wanted to know why this man sacrificed himself for a man he didn't even know. He came to hear about Dusty's faith and about a God who not only knew him, but loved him and wanted a relationship with him. But on that scalding, torturous afternoon, Gordon was watching his friend die, not for his own indiscretion. One of his fellow soldiers had tried to escape and was caught. He was brought before all the men and severely beaten, but the sentence was death. And they all watched as he was forced to bow his head before the executioner as the sharp steel blade glistened above the soldier's head. And then at that moment, the unthinkable happened. Dusty calmly walked forward and whispered in the commander's ear. The men's eyes opened wide and their jaws dropped. No one talked to the commander. Incredulously, the commander shouted to stop the execution, to the shock and relief of all the men. But then, the unthinkable. They ripped the clothes off the calm interceder and dragged Dusty to the railroad tie. There, they watched him crucified in the manner of his Lord. Dusty gave his life for the guilty life of another. He lived the way of the cross, the sacrifice of one for another. This week, as we look forward to Holy Week, we remember the ultimate sacrifice of our Redeemer, who paid a punishment that we deserved to give a redemption that we did not deserve. On the cross, we witnessed the holy, undeserving one giving his life for the unholy and utterly deserving ones. It's only because of who Jesus was that holy justice could be meted out. And, like Dusty Miller, a life was given so that a life might be gained. Let's remember our redemption this Holy Week and the sacrifice of our Savior, Jesus.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.